Because find this article on Jan Freakin Rulo. It's time to start collecting Blu-ray again. Yeah, see, the more I get pissed off with streaming and the utter stupidity, like, and it's just purely their business practices, they're morons. And this is the whole thing of nepotism and diversity here, not talent. Just, it's a whole combination of things of just absolute idiots who don't know their basics of their own business. And yet they have they have it in a chokehold. They have the entertainment industry in a chokehold that people think there's nowhere else to go, and they completely arse it up, even the stuff they've already made.
I was going to say, the hard part is it is getting to the point where that is the norm, is the streaming, because of the fact, like, Disney is pulling out of physical media altogether next year. Like, that's been their plan for the past, like, 4 or 5 years. And that is one of the biggest, I guess, the most production on physical media is what Disney orders. So it's almost like once, you know, they pulled out of VHS, VHS died, and shit like that. So it's like, it's, you know, it was time to start collecting a while ago, but definitely now.
Yeah, the sooner Disney dies, the better. That company needs to burn. Like, they're absolute scum.
Yeah.
And it's all about Bob Iger's ego. Like, what a lunatic. Get a life. Get a hobby.
It is. It's crushing the hopes and dreams of all of us. That's his hobby.
Friggin' I actually live without it quite happily. Honestly, I'm just... anything Disney produces, I'm just like, nah, see ya. And I live a happier life for it. But anyway, Jacob Van Gundy wrote this.
What's that?
Jacob Van Gundy wrote this article. He's like, if you told me 5 years ago I'd be looking to get back into physical media, I'd have called you crazy. But with the state of streaming services in 2024, it's hard not to see the appeal of collecting my favorite movies and shows on Blu-ray. A high-quality platform is the perfect way to get back into your physical media and escape from the lens on streaming services. Don't see anything wrong he's saying there. The edit, they chop it up. It's if you're buffering, or the, you know, your internet isn't a peak, or their servers are crashed, you end up getting this choppy, weird thing anyway on streaming, or you might not have it. So even if you purchase something now, they can wipe it off.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's the shit that gets me. It's like, the only time I buy shit digitally is if I've got credits, because it's like not real money anyways. Because, yeah, I've had that shit happen plenty of times, especially through Amazon. Like the second their rights contract is up, boom, just gone, disappears. And it's like, that's actual money that was spent on something that I never actually owned. It's like, people, I get a lot of shit because I buy a lot of fucking movies, but it's like, no one can take those away from me. Like, just shy of there being like a house fire or somebody robbing like my house with a really weird taste in movies, like, those aren't going anywhere. Like, I will be able to watch those anytime I want.
Yeah, my only thing is obviously devices. As they bring out new versions, you have to obviously keep updating the devices. And I'm on a thing of, is there such a thing as a multi-regional 4K player, or do have the only thing I can see are multi-regional Blu-ray players? And the descriptions are so wishy-washy. You don't know. I don't want to buy the wrong thing, because I hate that. Just pissed me off. You know, buying the wrong thing and it not working, and then having to send it back.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat. It's like, I've been in the market for a region free one myself, and yeah, it's difficult. They're out there, they exist, but it's like trying to find a unicorn.
That's another thing as well, the whole region thing, that should be defunct by now. Like, these companies are operating in old models. And they haven't gotten with, like, they're preaching about being modern and all that stuff, and yet they're still acting as if it's like the 1980s. in terms of releases.
Yeah, it's like, you wonder why piracy is still a thing and only getting worse. This is why. Release shit at the same time and get rid of fucking regions. Easiest thing in the world. I mean, people are still going to steal shit because people are fucking lazy, cheap assholes. Yeah. But
actually, horror fans are the worst for it, I've noticed.
Oh, yeah, man.
There's a lot of tramps in the horror community, you know, and I hate that word, but there's a lot of fucking cheap tramps there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know, man. Just, I'm not rich, but a budget and I make do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll, if I don't have something, I'll save up for it. I don't need to have the latest thing right now.
Right.
And for something I want.
It's like, the latest thing is fucking lame anyways. Like, you wait till it's been out for a bit and then you buy it after it's been fixed.
Yeah, especially with games and stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly how I fucking do it. Unless it's a super fancy collector's edition that I know that I want, I'm not buying it as soon as it comes out. Like consoles, I wait until at least 3 or 4 years after they've been out before I buy one. And yeah, with the games, I wait at least 6 months after I purchase it to download it and play it, because I gotta wait until all the patches are in there. Like, I want a nice streamlined experience.
But when have we got to the stage that we accept this? Just poor level of quality. We pay more and we get less. Mm-hmm. And we're almost expected to bolster these Muppets up.
Right.
But if you're trying to run your own business independent outside of a conglomerate, you make one mistake, one major mistake, and you're done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I can tell you that from experience.
And yet, we're almost, and it's part of the, I suppose they're quite clever with their propaganda that they put out, that to have people guilted in that you must support us.
Mm-hmm.
You owe it to us. This is your only option. That's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Anyway, back to this. The loss of movies and shows from Max is what first got me thinking about switching back to physical media. I used to assume while older properties might be hit or miss, the movies and shows coming out during the streaming era would be permanent fixtures in those streaming libraries. When Max suddenly removed An American Pickle, a new movie I loved, I learned that my assumptions was dead wrong. Have you heard of American Pickle?
I want to say yes.
This is the acid test of whether or not we should trust this journalist.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that was, I never saw it, but yeah, it was like a fucking Seth Rogen movie.
Oh, God's sake.
So, yeah.
Is he still getting work?
Is he still getting work?
Yeah, I thought he just stole weed products. Involved. There's a Spider-Man thing or something with Nicolas Cage. His name's been talked about. Like, the guy's a hack.
Nicolas Cage Spider-Man movie?
I don't know what.
Sign me the fuck up. But only if he's Spider-Man. He's got to be Spider-Man.
Yeah, that'd be... It'd just be in a Cage movie.
Yeah, man. I'm for it.
Yeah, with the desire to start collecting the movies and shows I've established, I started looking at my options. I landed on Blu-ray as the best option. I considered digital copies on platforms like Amazon and YouTube. But those options are only slightly cheaper than physical copies for lower quality and less convenience.
And sometimes it's more expensive to get the digital than the physical.
Yeah.
Why used people?
See the, what is it called? The home premieres?
Mm-hmm.
The price for that is...
That shit's fucking ridiculous.
I was like, no.
Dude, like when COVID hit and, you know, I was recording with Adam every couple of days. Dude, that shit was expensive as fuck. Some movies were $40 to watch. And it's like, I wouldn't even spend that at the fucking theater with popcorn and soda and candy for both me and my wife and our tickets. Like, this is fucking ridiculous.
They really did stick the arm in. That's sort of woke me up a bit as well. I'm like, whoa, calm yourself down.
Yeah.
I don't begrudge spending money and stuff, but
no, of course
if you're taking the piss out of me, nah, I'm... That's why I've never been a fashionista or a trend chaser, because
you, sir, take that back. You are a fashionista, goddammit.
Am I? All right, okay.
You got a keen eye for style.
What's that? Middle age fap sort of clothing.
Hell yeah.
Once I decided the physical media collection instead of digital library, Blu-ray was the obvious solution with several upsides I hadn't considered. I think he just goes on about talking about the quality and
yeah. It's like, I mean, the biggest reason to always buy Blu-ray is they don't fucking scratch. Like, and if people don't know that, you know it now. Like, seriously, that is the biggest draw of having Blu-ray, is they don't scratch. I mean, easily. They don't scratch easily. Like DVDs, I'm careful as hell with everything that I have, and most DVDs that I have, if I've had them for more than 10 years, they probably have some scratches. Blu-rays don't do that shit.
That's what gets me as well. Like I said, by used, like when there's a chain down here that does like used DVDs and Blu-rays.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the condition of the boxes, you're like, what the hell do people do?
Mm-hmm.
Mine sit on the shelf. Don't move.
Right.
Until I pull it out and go to play it. What the hell do people do with these boxes? They like chew up the corners and smash the insides and like, like.
Let's just like.
People no dexterity whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's just like vinyl records. Like physical media in any sense, putting it into the player, it's like a ritual to me. Like literally, like I get shit for it sometimes because of how careful I am with everything. But it's like, this is the kind of shit, if you're careful with it, it's going to outlive you. Like, I mean, shit, half my record collection is older than me, and the ones that were taken care of before I got them still look as good as they did when I got them. But, yeah, it's, yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, with the cases and shit, unless it's special, I don't keep it, just because, quite frankly, I don't have the room for it. So everything goes in a CD case, unless it's like a super fancy box set.
Yeah, no, that was my thing as well.
Yeah. And even then, it's like, I've got box sets that I've had for 10, 15 years that look like I just took them out of the plastic. Because you take care of your shit, it doesn't destroy or doesn't get destroyed.
Yeah, why don't people? I don't know. I give up trying to understand people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the still, even to this day, the lowest common denominator astounds me. Like, it's like, how are you living and breathing?
Right.
This is obviously a struggle. You obviously have to go. You know.
Yeah, it's all manual.
There's some people out there, and unfortunately, there are quite a high percentage that do struggle with that. You know, they still wear Velcro shoes. But, yeah, it's funny enough. That's just popped up. It was in my Google feed, you know, randomly, just as I was getting really pissed off with streaming, like, yeah, do you know what? I hear you. Because I don't know how they've managed to mess up like the simplest things of, this is our stuff, here's when we release it. Okay, you've got this for 2 years, fair enough. Unless it's for sale, and then there's a different agreement. You know, fuck, how many lawyers are there in the world?
Right,
there's shitloads of them, and that's their job, is to figure this crap out.
Yeah, and it's yet, like, there's their own special kind of lawyer for this kind of shit.
Yeah,